This podcast begins with a ringtone, followed by the voice of Laura Sorrell,
Marcus Davis,
Mia Mins,
Judy Nyquist,
Jeff Kaplan,
Nancy Sheridan,
Dr. Vion DeGrinnels.
Let me see. Innovation is basically a change, but what makes it a real innovation is the degree of change. The larger the change, the greater the innovation. Innovation, it comes along some conflict because you have the old and then you're trying to come up with something new. You have tradition, you have, you know, history, all that stuff, and you're trying to change that or, you know, shed a different perspective. And so people are very resistant. So you get a lot of animosity, hostility, you know, down envy, deceit, all that kind of stuff associated with trying to bring along that change. When you are out there alone and everybody's talking about you and it seems like, you know, it's a worthless endeavor, then that's when you know you're doing the best, the right thing. And with that pain, that's where, you know, is really the start of healing. Because it makes me wear my helmet. It makes me not eat certain foods. I'm just saying, if without pain, you know, how you would live. So you put your hand on a red hot stove and it burns, you know. That's not a good thing. So pain tells you something is very wrong. The more pain, the more wrong it is. and it tells you that you need to do something. You need to make some corrective action very rapidly. And so if that should be your best friend. And the same thing, you know, goes with, you know, being the innovation, that there will be pain in that process. Generally, the bigger the innovation, the bigger the pain associated with that process. But that lets you know, I mean, that you're really doing something. And that once you start to feel pain, the next thing is the healing process. So you had that little bump or whatever, and now you've recognized here your friend pain has told you and guided you. You know, here is pain, this is wrong. And as you do the right thing, pain will subside. And then healing will go on, you know? And if pain doesn't subside, then it's telling you, no, you're not doing the right thing. You got to make some other change.
Whose world is this? Smile, smile, smile.
We need to change this up very rapidly, especially, you know, my main thing with global warming. But, you know, I think the media, the use of the media that kind of educate about the different innovations that are out there, innovative people, innovative thinking. Get out there and try to get some pain going, you know. If you can get some pain going, you know you're doing the right thing. So there has to be some struggle against the current mode of operation for there to be an innovation. So expect, you know, there to be conflict and embrace the conflict.
Whose world is this? Whose world is this?